It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios, welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me, or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You're all right.
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4 to 1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
And good Wednesday morning, everyone. Fred Jackson sitting in for Sandy today on this a very busy news day. But before we get to the news of the day, I want to announce a very special promotion here at American Family Radio today. It is the Greatest Journey promotion. And you may ask, of course, what is the greatest journey? What's Fred talking about there? Well, really, you have probably are one of those people over the last month and a half or so been involved with the Shoebox program. Samaritan's Purse. I think you're very familiar with that, where churches across the nation put shoeboxes together that are then taken by the Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham's organization, flown throughout the world to kids. And it's used as a doorway to introduce them to the gospel. And the second part of that, you're probably not as familiar with that, is something called the Greatest Journey. And basically, folks, what it is a discipleship program that kids who get these shoeboxes are then taken on a 12-point course where they're introduced to the gospel. And not only when they accept Christ as their Savior, then they're taught to share the gospel message with other kids. Well, American Family Radio is coming alongside Samaritan's Purse today and really promoting this Greatest Journey, because the shoeboxes are absolutely great. It's fun to put together. It's fun to know that it's going to be a blessing to kids all over the world. But you know what? Franklin Graham is all about the gospel. And this is why this Greatest Journey program was created. Today, what we're asking you to do, now think about this. December, Christmas month, we think a lot about buying gifts for our loved ones and friends. And that's a good thing. That's good. But what about a Christmas gift to the Greatest Journey program? What about a gift that has true eternal value, that you're going to be able to help out in introducing kids to the gospel and turning these kids, when they accept Christ as their Savior, into ambassadors for Jesus Christ? You can do that today right here at American Family Radio. $6 provides one child who's received a shoebox the opportunity to participate in this Greatest Journey program. I've been watching some videos. This is really cool. They go through this course. There's teachers, instructors. They go through this course. Beautiful material, colored material that really appeals to young people. And then they graduate. They have a graduation ceremony. It is the coolest thing, and so I've seen some great testimonies. All right, so a $6 contribution today helps one kid go through this Greatest Journey program. Now, obviously, do the math on that. $60 reaches 10 children. $150 reaches 25 children. And here's the exciting part. A benefactor has come along and said, for every dollar you give today, folks, it's just a one-day program. Unlike Share-a-thon that we have twice a year, three-day programs, this is a one-day deal. So you only have today to do this, folks. So a rich benefactor has come along and said, hey, I will match the contributions made to this. So here's the next step. You know what it is. It's a phone number, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You call that number right now. Or if you're sitting in front of your computer listening this morning, you can go to AFR.net and you can make your contribution there. This is exciting. This is a way, this is kind of part B, part A, shoebox program, part B, the Greatest Journey program, where kids learn more about Jesus Christ, accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, and then go out and be ambassadors And you know, these shoeboxes, millions of them go all over the world and get into the hands of precious kids, whether it's Central America, South America, Eastern Bloc countries, all of those areas of the world, into the Arab world. This is an opportunity, folks, for you to do this by a simple contribution. As I say, $6 provides this for one child. $60 will reach 10 children. $150 reaches 25 children. You set money aside for Christmas gifts. Give the greatest gift of all, the opportunity for a kid to accept Christ. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Call right now. There are people there to answer your call, make your donation. Or you can go to afr.net. Now, just a little bit later in the program, we're going to be talking to someone who has been involved with this program. Her name is Gina, and she's been a participant in all of this, and she comes from South America. We're going to have her right here in studio. I'm excited about this, to talk to someone who's actually experienced this, along with somebody from Operation Christmas Child. So stay tuned for that. 877-616-2396. We're going to give you that number, give you that opportunity throughout this hour. As I say, it's a one-day program here. We're coming alongside, American Family Radio is coming alongside this great program that Franklin Graham, Samaritan's Purse, puts out there. It's called The Greatest Journey Promotion. You tell the operator when you call, 877-616-236, hey, I want to make my contribution today, and have it matched. Have it matched. Amen. What a great program, folks. Get involved with that today. All right, to the news of the day. If you have been following the news over the last few days, today, the Washington portion of the funeral services, the saying goodbye to former President George H.W. Bush, there will be a ceremony this morning at the Washington National Cathedral. President Trump has basically given this a day off to all federal employees, a day to remember the former president. There will be the ceremony at Washington National Cathedral. Ex-presidents still alive are going to be attending. Canada's former prime minister, Brian Mulroney, who was a good friend during the years, the Reagan-Bush years in the White House, he is one of those who's going to give a eulogy there. But there will be world leaders from various countries also participating in this. So that's at the Washington National Cathedral. And then the body of the former president will be flown back to Houston, Texas, where there'll be a burial ceremony, a funeral ceremony at St. Martin's Episcopal Church, his church there in Houston. And then the body will be taken to the Presidential Library grounds at Texas A&M University in College Station. So a busy day on that front. I'm sure there'll be a lot of programming on Fox News and other networks with that. In just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to someone who actually worked in the Reagan-Bush administration for 8 years, just to get his thoughts on this and to a certain extent how some in the mainstream media have used the passing of George H.W. Bush to somehow find a way to criticize President Trump. By the way, the younger Bush, Bush 43, and his wife Laura, hosted President Trump and Melania Trump at Blair House, where the Bushes are staying during the ceremonies in Washington, and hosted them yesterday. And the Bush family has been very, very clear. They don't want to they want to ensure that this funeral is about honoring H.W. Bush, the former president, and not like the McCain funeral, which turned into open criticism against President Trump. They basically, the Bush family, that is, has put out the directive to people. When the eulogies come up, we don't want it to turn into something that is anti-Trump. This ought to be, and this a funeral ought to be about the one whose life has passed. And unfortunately, that wasn't the case in McCain. But the Bush family, being very clear about that, saw some video of the meeting yesterday of the Trumps going to Blair House to spend some time with the Bushes there. Very cordial, very warm welcome. I think the former First Lady, Laura Bush, even went to the White House just to view some of the Christmas decorations there, just to give a little bit of a break from the busy time that they have had and are having there in Washington, D.C. But we'll be talking a little bit more about that in a few moments. The other big news of the morning, folks, is that the Mueller investigation team, the memo, the so-called memo that they have put out, is recommending no charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Now, why is this big news? He is one of those ones that has been persecuted by the Mueller investigation. But now, you know, and it's looking more and more. The Mueller investigation set up to see if there was collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians during the 2016 election campaign. And more and more and more evidence is coming forward. They have found nothing. Well, last night was really interesting on Hannity's program, Sean Hannity's program on Fox News. One of the president's lawyers, Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York, he's now one of President Trump's lawyers, Hannity read a statement from Giuliani, his response to the Mueller memo that says there ought to be no prison time for Flynn because of his cooperation. This is what Giuliani had to say in this statement that's being read by Sean Hannity. Cut one.
Rudy Giuliani, the president's attorney, has come out with a statement, and he likened the offense in the Flynn guilty plea to spitting on the sidewalk with major repercussions for many. And he said that there was nothing in the sentencing memo at all to suggest collusion, denounced the Mueller team as overzealous, media-inspired prosecutors, and that, quote, they are sick puppies.
So there you have it. Rudy, I wish I had audio of Rudy Giuliani saying that, because he has just a way about that, but his words are very reflective of his character. Yeah, Giuliani saying Flynn's offense is like spitting on the sidewalk, and he calls Mueller team sick puppies. Well, yeah, no mincing of words there. You will remember that what happened, that Mueller's finding on Tuesday, certainly matched the explanation that Flynn was not forthcoming with the whole truth in conversations that he had with members of the Trump administration about his dealings with some Russian officials. But that had nothing to do with collusion with the Trump campaign. It had to do with other things. And so, yes, he was guilty of even talking to Vice President Pence and not telling him the truth about his Flynn's former dealings with the Russians. But that, those former dealings, had nothing to do with Russian collusion. And that's where we are this morning, folks. There is nothing there. You know, the big news last week about Michael Cohen, he went to court, he pleads guilty to this and that. But even in the Michael Cohen case, there is no evidence that the Mueller investigation has anything after what? This started in March of 2017, and here we are in December of 2018, about a year and a half investigation. And so far, as Rudy Giuliani said last night, Mueller's team, he's referring to Mueller and his lawyers, who, if you have forgotten, are a bunch of Democrat lawyers that were put together basically by Rod Rosenstein, the assistant attorney general, who worked under the Obama administration. Let us not forget that. All right, so we'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back from the break. But remember, this special day here at American Family Radio, The Greatest Journey, it's part two of the Shoebox program put together by Samaritan's Purse. It is a way to reach out to kids with the gospel. And you have an opportunity to help out today. You can call 877-616-2396. A contribution of even $6 helps one child get this discipleship program that is part two of the Shoebox program, which leads kids to Christ and helps prepare them to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. Do that right now. We're back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23.
Take a moment to think about who God has used in your life while on your faith journey. Perhaps it was a friend, pastor, or family member. Aren't you glad they took the time to invest in you? Through Operation Christmas Child, a simple shoebox gift opens the door for discipleship, connecting a child with believers in a local church. The Greatest Journey, a dynamic 12-lesson discipleship course, teaches these children how to have a deeper relationship with Jesus. Then, upon graduation, each child receives a certificate and a New Testament in their own language. Operation Christmas Child is able to train teachers and provide all of the materials for only $6 per child. That means for a monthly recurring gift of $6, you could help disciple 12 precious children each year. Will you join Operation Christmas Child in bringing life-changing discipleship to children around the world? Go to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. That's SamaritansPurse.org/OCC.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Stearns with news and commentary next.
Truett McConnell University.
So my name is Atara. I'm a senior and my major is psychology. I love Truett. Maybe a lot of other schools out there. You can go to bigger schools. You can go to schools that's way far away from home. But in the end, one of the things that I realized is that God called me here, and that's why Truett is the perfect place for me. And if God called you here, then it's the perfect place for you also.
Are you called? Visit Truett.edu today.
Ryan Murphy, the Hollywood producer behind American Horror Story and Glee, has declared war on lawmakers who oppose gay marriage and the LGBT agenda. Murphy plans to use millions of dollars, including corporate cash, to target Republicans in 2020, including Senators Mike Lee, Susan Collins, and Lindsey Graham.
We don't want to be too crazy, but we are narrowing our focus to 20 of them. Senate and congressional candidates who think they can get votes by hurting and discriminating against us. And I have to say to them, well, we can get votes too.
It seems as though people who believe in traditional marriage and parents who do not want their daughters using the same shower stalls as boys are now considered to be anti-gay. Murphy said he wants to stop what he called hateful and wrong politicians from polluting the nation's moral and ethical ether. In other words, Murphy wants to force his view of morality on the rest of the nation. I'm Todd Stearns.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
And welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Sandy Rios in the morning. Fred Jackson sitting in for Sandy today as we've been talking about a very special day here at American Family Radio, where we are partnering with Samaritan's Purse, the Franklin Graham organization, and the greatest journey, as we've been saying, the greatest journey is kind of part two of the Shoebox program. I know millions of you have been involved with that, the Shoebox program, which are soon making their way to kids all over the world. And now part two of that is the greatest journey. It's the discipleship program where Samaritan's Purse provides material to teach kids more about Jesus Christ and really helping them to become disciples of the gospel around the world. You can participate in this today. American Family Radio is partnering with Samaritan's Purse to make that happen. The number to call to make your donation, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to afr.net. Now, for just $6, kid, $6, that's all. That provides material for one child who's received a shoebox. Do the math on this, folks. $60 reaches 10 children, $150 reaches 25 children. And here's more good news about this campaign. Somebody has come along and said, hey, for every donor that makes a contribution, we're going to provide matching challenge funds. Every gift will be doubled up to our goal. Hey, listen, folks, this is a great deal. It is Christmas time. We're in the mood to buy gifts for people. What better gift could there be than providing money that provides gospel material for kids all over the world that are receiving these millions of shoeboxes right now? So here's your opportunity. 877-616-2396. A little bit later in the hour, we'll be talking to some people very involved with this from Operation Christmas Child. All right, as we've been saying, today is the final day in Washington, D.C., where the nation is saying goodbye to former President George H.W. Bush. And on the line right now, we have our good friend Gary Bauer from Campaign for Working Families. Gary is one of those who worked in the Reagan-Bush administration for 8 years. And Gary, welcome to the program this morning.
Thank you, Fred. Great to be with you.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your years working alongside, because you had working relationships with this former president. Tell us a little bit about what that was like.
Well, actually, my relationship with him goes all the way back to the Republican National Committee in the early 70s when George H.W. Bush was the chairman of the RNC. I was going to law school and at night and working at the RNC, and coincidentally, a woman named Carol Hoke was also working at the RNC, and we started dating and ended up getting married there. But both Carol and I, being on the senior staff at the RNC, had many opportunities to meet with George Bush and to get to know him, and then later, in the Reagan administration, of course, he was the vice president. And on Mondays at the White House, we, the president and the vice president, had lunch with the senior staff. And so I was honored every Monday to be one of 12 people that spent a couple of hours with both of them in a sort of unscripted meeting. Obviously, your listeners know there was a lot of differences between Reagan conservatism and the Reagan Republican Party and the Bush Republican Party, and I was on the Reagan side of the administration, not the George H.W. Bush side. But he was a good man, a decent man, an honorable man. There were differences of opinion on policy, but there's no doubt that he was a patriot and a gentleman and somebody that touched a lot of people's lives.
Gary, it's been kind of interesting. Some in the mainstream media have tried to use this occasion of saying goodbye to this former president to kind of do a comparison between George H.W. Bush and Donald Trump. And I think that's so sad that the mainstream media, and I'll say it in its hatred of Trump, just wants to capitalize or attempt to capitalize on anything possible to criticize President Trump.
Well, you're exactly right. I want to be careful about my rhetoric here, but I've noticed something, Fred, over the years that the media most admires Republicans that have passed away. They hated Ronald Reagan when he was president, despised him. I urge people that have convinced themselves or who have been told that everybody loved Reagan to go back and look at the press he got. But when he passed away, they tended to be somewhat complimentary. They're talking about the George H.W. Bush as being a man that everybody admired, and that was such a wonderful time in American politics, and there were no divisions in the country. My goodness, they tried to make him out to be a racist when he ran for president. They came up with all kinds of charges when he went into the Middle East to get Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait. The Democrats in the United States Senate threatened to impeach him. It's over and over again they do this. They act like a previous Republican was loved by everybody, unlike the slob that's in the White House now, who everybody hates, you know. So it's pretty transparent, although I fear that younger people are probably deceived about it because they don't know much of the history. But this demonizing of Republican conservatives, whether it was George Bush, the father, George Bush, the son, Ronald Reagan, even John McCain, Bob Dole, that has been going on for decades. Nothing has changed about that, except it's gotten more and more vicious with each passing decade.
Well, it's interesting to watch how the media behaves, and I think we're out of time, Gary, in this country where the divide is so great, and the ideological divide is so great, and we're not going to see any end to that. And I just say that to talk to you about this next subject that's in the news this morning, and that is the memo coming from the Mueller team right now that is recommending no charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Now, he was one of the first to be targeted by the Mueller investigation into the so-called collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. But now the Mueller team's saying, we want to go easy on this guy. So what do you make of all of this?
Merciful Bob Mueller and his team of Hillary Clinton supporting attorneys. Look, we should all remember that Bob Mueller threatened not only to financially ruin General Flynn, but also his family, threatened to eventually throw him and his son in prison, and used those threats to get Flynn to plead guilty to something that, quite frankly, I don't believe he was guilty of, and that is to plead guilty to lying about what the contents were of a phone conversation he had with the Russian ambassador to the United States. And this was during the transition period, that, in other words, after Donald Trump and Mike Pence had been elected, but before they'd been sworn into office. It is totally normal for incoming presidents, before they come actually take the oath of office, for their team to reach out to foreign leaders, to foreign ambassadors, to give them an idea of what the new administration is going to be like. That happens every 4 years. There was nothing odd about it. So the report's finally out. I sincerely hope that General Flynn is not given any jail time by any court in the United States. But I have to mention, Fred, that there is a crime in all this that isn't being prosecuted at all. In fact, it isn't even being investigated. And that is, the crime was somebody in the Obama Justice Department or Obama FBI or Obama CIA leaked the name of General Flynn after they picked up in a monitored phone conversation, this conversation with the Russian ambassador. That is a felony under U.S. law, to leak the name of any American who is incidentally recorded talking to somebody, in this case the Russian ambassador, whose phone calls were being monitored. And Mueller does not show any inclination of trying to find out who that is. I suspect it's somebody that we know the name of, somebody fairly high up in those agencies during those years. And as I said, if Mueller would follow that crime instead of the non-existent crime of collusion with Russia, that individual would be facing serious jail time, unlike General Flynn.
Might that individual be the former FBI director?
I think that's possible. I think it could be Brennan or Clapper. There's a lot of possibilities. But the sad thing is, we don't know, because while Mueller goes down these wild goose chases and is indicting people for all kinds of crimes, none of which have anything to do with Russian collusion, this crime and others that are just sitting there waiting to be prosecuted and investigated, he refuses to do anything about.
So what's the gossip around Washington these days as to when the Mueller investigation is going to wrap up? Are we starting to see some signals that we're in the final weeks of that?
Well, in the last few weeks, a number of observers, commentators, legal eagles have been saying it does look like it might be coming to a conclusion. But we've had periods like this before over the last 3 years, and I think Mueller is very frustrated that he hasn't been able to find any collusion between the Trump campaign or Trump presidency. In fact, Donald Trump's been tougher on Russia, certainly, than Barack Obama ever was. So I just don't know. I hope it's over. It has crippled this president in many ways. It's hurt the country. It's wasted a lot of money, and it has ruined the lives of many people that didn't do anything other than want to have public service and service to our country.
Gary, we just have a few moments left. We're talking with Gary Bauer from Campaign for Working Families, good friend of our ministry, and a guy who has the inside knowledge of what's happening in D.C. these days. Are you familiar with Senator Hirono, a Democrat from Hawaii? You know where I'm going with this.
I do.
I want you to play you a little clip of Senator Hirono, who is telling the world that, you know, the world, for the most part, doesn't understand the Democrats because the Democrats are just so smart. This is what she's had to say in a TV interview. We're going to hear that clip right now. Cut three.
We Democrats have a really hard time is connecting to people's hearts instead of here. We Democrats know so much that is true. And we have to kind of tell everybody how smart we are.
Yeah. I guess,
you know, if the senator wants some guidance about how to connect with the American people, my first recommendation would be don't tell them you're so much smarter than they are. This is a political movement, Fred, as you know, that is so smart they don't know that life begins at conception. They're so smart they don't know that the earth has been warming and cooling in cycles ever since the earth was created, and long before people were driving automobiles. These folks are so smart they think if you raise taxes and take away more of the American people's money, it makes the economy grow. I could just go down the list. It would take all day, and I know we don't have all day, but I thought it was a very telling moment because the left does think they're smarter than everybody else. I'll guarantee you, however, if I gave her a normal American history test that anybody that was in school in the 50s and 60s could pass today, that she and many other left-wing leaders would not know the basics about the American founding or America's history.
And it's not only the senator. I mean, this is right up there with Hillary Clinton's description of Trump supporters as being a basket of deplorables. I mean, this seems to be an epidemic amongst Democrats.
It is. And, you know, if you recall, on many debates during the Obama years, President Obama would repeat his position, and then he would almost always say, it's not just me. It's all the experts. All the experts agree. Well, no, they don't. No, they don't, Mr. President. But this has been a theme for a long time that, you know, liberal voters, progressives, socialists, they've got multiple degrees, and they know so much more than the rest of the American people. I'm with Ronald Reagan, who said that he would much rather be governed by the first 100 people listed in the Boston Telephone Directory than governed by the faculty at Harvard.
Amen to that. Hey, always fun to talk to you. Gary Bauer, Campaign for Working Families. Gary, you put out a great end of day every day. Tell people how they can get that.
They can go to ouramericanvalues.org, and you can sign up there.
All right, Gary, great to talk to you. Take care, man.
Great to talk to you, Fred.
Merry Christmas to you. All right, Gary Bauer, Campaign for Working Families. I'll tell you what. It's just like Gary, you have to wonder how the Democrats, I guess it's the audacity, the arrogance that allows them to say stuff like that. All right, listen to Sandy Rios in the Morning, Fred sitting in for Sandy. Much more ahead. We'll talk much more about the Greatest Journey campaign underway today here at American Family Radio. Don't go away.
Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. My name is Abraham Hamilton III, and this is the Hamilton Minute. With the near unanimous agreement and celebration of same-sex relationships and the LGBTQ plus political agenda reflected across our culture, it can seem as though everyone must agree with this stuff. Well, that's just not so. Voters in Taiwan have rejected legalizing same-sex marriage in a series of referendums. They refuse to amend the definition of marriage reflected in their civil code. This is just an example of the reality that not everyone is going along with the spirit of the age. The Taiwanese people have rejected this. The body of Christ must also stand strong.
Listen each weekday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central for the Hamilton Corner, or visit the podcast page at AFR.net for more from Abraham Hamilton III, public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
Brian Fisher here with today's Life and Liberty Minute. If you'll indulge me for a moment, I'd like to let you know about a book that will be available soon through the AFA store. It's my new book on fatherhood entitled The Boy to Man Book, Preparing Your Son for Manhood. It's written for fathers of 12-year-old boys to read with their sons and uses the book of Proverbs as a training manual for fathers to use in raising their sons to full adulthood. It includes chapters on friendship, character, faith, work, pornography, dating, how far can you go, and how to know when you've met the woman you should marry. All the things a growing boy needs to know. The book will ship tomorrow and should be available in the AFA store in about 10 days to 2 weeks. I will keep you posted.
Catch Brian Fisher on Focal Point, weekday afternoons at 105 Central on American Family Radio.
Here's Dr. Michael Kruger from the American Family Studios documentary, The God Who Speaks.
You know, heresy has a multifaceted dimension about it. It can develop from a number of different sources. It can have a number of different causes. As simple as misunderstanding a passage of Scripture so profoundly that one deviates from the faith. It could be driven by personal gain, where someone wants to advocate a view that helps their own agenda. Heresy can derive from someone being deceived and tricked by an outside source or an outside teacher that convinces them something's true that isn't. And so, ultimately we would argue that there is spiritual activity behind all those things, that Satan is out to deceive and trick the church. And so he is always churning up debate and churning up disagreement about the person of Christ and the nature of the gospel and so on.
Visit thegodwhospeaks.org.
This is Frank Gaffney with the Secure Freedom Minute. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave the term tough love new meaning in an important address to NATO allies yesterday. His speech was particularly noteworthy for its strong affirmation of American leadership, as well as its harsh critique of those so-called friends seeking to undermine it. Specifically, Mr. Pompeo warned against policies of appeasement towards Russia, China, and Iran, the notion that the more treaties, the safer we are, undue reliance on the United Nations, the submission of national sovereignty to multilateralism, and hostility towards Israel. Secretary Pompeo's remarks ironically coincide with a moment of national memorializing of former President George H.W. Bush, a globalist who embraced many of the nostrums our top diplomat aptly described as the poisoned fruit of American retreat. Let us resolve now, as Mr. Pompeo and President Trump have promised, to provide robust American leadership instead. This is Frank Gaffney.
Sandy Rios in the Morning on American Family Radio.
And welcome back to Sandy Rios in the Morning. Fred Jackson sitting in for Sandy today. Great to be with you on this Wednesday. And it is a very special day here at American Family Radio. Because we're here to help promote the Greatest Journey program. You may ask what all that's about. Now, I could explain that to you, but we've got a couple of special guests in studio right now to tell us what that's all about. And Dana Williams with the Operation Christmas Child staff. I've been telling folks, you know, this over the last several weeks, we have the greatest listeners in the world. Many of them have participated in the Shoebox program for years now. Mm-hmm. But there's a part two, Dana, to all of this. And that is this Greatest Journey program. Tell us what it's all about.
Right. Well, thank you so much, first of all, for the opportunity. You know, the Greatest Journey is a tool in the hands of the local body of Christ. It is a 12-lesson, scripture-based curriculum where teachers like Gina, Gina is a former Greatest Journey teacher. It's where they're able to walk the children through who Jesus is, how to have a relationship with him, and how to share about his love that they have found with their friends and family. So it's a beautiful 12-lesson program. And then we walk through an actual graduation ceremony where the child will receive a certificate with their name on it. What an accomplishment, right? And then, you know, to be given a New Testament Bible in their own language that's fully illustrated, just beautiful for these children to receive this. And full cap and gown celebration, community, family all coming together. So yeah, the Greatest Journey. This is the follow-up discipleship. This is the part where you get to have a relationship with the child and really walk alongside them.
Amen. And the neat part about what we're doing today is giving our listeners an opportunity to be involved with this. And that is so precious. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. I've been telling folks, Dana, that for $6, that provides all this material, correct?
Right. That's providing the teacher training. There's training the teachers go through before they really launch into these classes. And it provides all of those graduation materials like the New Testament. It provides a fully illustrated workbook for every single child to have of their own.
Yeah. So, $6 amazing. For one child. Mm-hmm. And so, as I was saying, doing the math, and I'm not very good the math, so they printed it out for me. $60 reaches 10 kids. $150 reaches 25 children. And there's more good news, folks. For every dollar that you give today, we have someone that's going to match that dollar.
That's right. Right.
So you give $6, it becomes $12. So two kids get to benefit from this. Now, these are kids all over the world, Central America, South America, everywhere where the shoeboxes go.
Well, we operate the Greatest Journey in more than 90 countries.
That's incredible. Yeah. You know. Any idea how many kids have been able to benefit from this so far?
Absolutely. You know, in 2017 alone, we had 3.9 million enroll. And so that's amazing. They're getting the love of Jesus through that local leader who knows them, who speaks their language, who can start that real relationship. Gina is that person who was able to do that.
We want to bring Gina. Gina, you'll have to, Paratis. Paratis?
Paratis.
Paratis. See, I don't have that rolling ability.
It's okay.
That you, Gina, you're from Colombia. Yes. And you were one of those that has been involved with this program for quite some time. Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me and for having this opportunity to share with people how important it is for us that we can receive resources to go and do the mission of God. This is a big mission for every Christian, and you're sending us to do it with your donations. In this time, I was in Colombia with kids that was about 4 years teaching the Greatest Journey in different communities around the city, especially poor communities. We were reaching all these kids through the gospel opportunities, the shoeboxes, and then we invite them to the classes. We tell them, if you want to have more fun, if you want to know about Jesus, we encourage you to come and learn with us and play with us. Because the Greatest Journey is not only a book with stories. The idea of this is that they can know who Jesus is, that they can have a relationship with him, and they can share with others the gospel. Mm. So it's really a wonderful, wonderful tool. Not only evangelism, but discipleship, the follow-up with them, the one-to-one, the teacher-disciple. And it's amazing to have a resource like this in our hands.
Dana.
Well, I just love when she shares her heart with me, and she was just telling me yesterday as we're making our way over here to visit with you guys, some things that she's heard since she left. Of course, it was heartbreaking for her to leave these kids. She taught them not only for the 12 lessons, she stayed with them, and that's not uncommon. That's the whole point, you know, and the training that our teachers go through teaches them how to teach, teaches them how to take new concepts that maybe weren't in the 12 lessons from the Word of God and how to develop that into lessons for the children who they're coming to know and walking with. And so Gina did this for more than a couple of years, and when she finally did have a call in her life to come to the United States and she had to separate from those children, it broke her heart. But I would love for you to share, Gina, just how the Lord brought a teacher and what did you hear from them? What is it that's happened since that time?
Well, as Dana said, it was so hard to leave them. Even when I had to come and I knew the Lord was calling me to come, it just broke my heart. But I made sure that the kids will have a teacher to continue with them, to continue the process. And when I had communication with them, they told me in the video, they told Gina, we just miss you so much. We want you to come back and visit. But we are so glad because now this new teacher you led us, she told us that we have grown so much that her pastor is thinking about building a church in our neighborhood. And those are wonderful, wonderful news.
Isn't that amazing to hear? Yes. I mean, we talk about evangelism through a simple shoebox gift, obviously. We talk about discipleship through the greatest journey, but we also love to talk about multiplication. That's where it is. And, you know, it's this long-term relationship, but then we see, you know, she was able to leave this program in the hands of a very capable, qualified teacher. You know, that teacher's pastor comes in, they work together to say, you know, this program has grown so much. We need a church. We need to build a church together. And just Praise God. There's so many stories like that we hear. And so, today we're asking $6 sends a child through, but it's doubled, right? Like you mentioned.
That's incredible.
Today is the day where we get to just come together and make more of that possible.
And if you want to do that right now, folks, 877-616-2396. That's the number to call, 877-616-2396. Or you can go to afr.net. And we have a place there where you can make your donation. As I've been reminding folks, unlike our Share-a-thon program, which is 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, this is one day today.
Right.
Where you can get to come alongside. And I've been talking to folks too. You know, we're in the gift-giving season right now, Christmas time. And what a wonderful gift this is. You just have to call right now, 877-616-2396. Make your donation. And Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child, Dana looks after the rest.
Well, we have a beautiful team. You know, talking about who's really looking after the rest, we have volunteer national leadership teams in these countries where we operate. They're developing intentional strategies. They're developing a network of local partners like the church where Gina was serving. Mm. And, you know, that's what it's about. When you're giving that $6 to send a child through, you are providing a tool in the hands of the local body of Christ. And, you know, when's the last time my $6 went that far, really, to equip, for soul winning and discipleship making? To really be able to be a part of that is such a privilege, you guys. And so this is the day, and it is double today, so it's amazing. And so, it's about the local church impact. It's about the tool that we put in their hands. And it's about the multiplication, like this amazing story with this church being planted that Gina has shared with us.
You know, Gina, you mentioned that you went to certain trainings. What was that for, that part of the training that you did?
Well, before the program starts, before they provide you the shoeboxes, there is a meeting where they explain you how this ministry is about and how they want to partner with you. So they tell you this is a gospel opportunity. This is not just a Christmas present. It is a tool for you to go and reach those children. Mm-hmm. And after that, we give you also the tool to teach them and to make them disciples of Jesus. So during the training, they explain you how the process goes from the outreach event to the end of the process with the graduation. Mm-hmm. And that is really important because they don't just give you the things. They explain you the objective of all this.
For a lot of these kids, is this the first time that they've heard the gospel, kids that get involved through the Shoebox program? Is this the first they've heard about why Jesus came and that he wants to be their personal savior?
I can say yes, because even when Colombia is a Catholic country, many of the families and the kids do not attend any churches or do not have any community or teachers at a school or somewhere that can teach them about who Jesus really is and how to have a relationship with him.
Talk a little bit more about what happens after these kids go through the program. Where does it go from there?
Well, after this, actually the teacher guide has a program that explains you during the process, the whole process, how the lesson is built and the structure, and equips you to be able to do your own lessons. So the program does not only have 12 lessons. It has the step forward for you to continue discipling these kids. Mm. So I did. I continue. It took me more than 12 weeks to finish the material with them. And also after this, after the graduation, they kept coming. They want to stay. And I wanted to continue with them. So I did my own classes after that.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to wonder, too, that this is a program primarily for kids, correct?
Yes, sir.
But what a tremendous opportunity for these kids then to take the gospel to their parents, mm-hmm. to their relatives, to their neighbors. And talk a little bit about that.
Well, each book has these little cards. Those cards are have a picture of what the story was about, and in the back, it has a Bible verse.
Ah.
So the kids take these cards to home, and we tell them, who are you going to share the gospel with this week?
Ah.
And they tell you, I will share with my friends, I will share with my mom and dad. And then next class, we ask them, did you share this story? What did I say? Did you memorize the Bible verse? Because we have a challenge for you, and we're going to give you positive points for that. So it's wonderful. They take something home. They start doing the classes. They start the process, but their parents also are involved in some way.
Wow. Dana, I think we ought to bring this program to the United States.
I think
What a wonderful idea.
You know, that's been done. So you guys can check that out. There is a domestic version. I think that might be where you're going. So check out the website, you know, on our SamaritansPurse.org/OCC website. You can find information about how to bring this to your local church, for
that,
sure.
That is so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this program has come together. Hey, listen, want to remind you once again, folks, you have an opportunity today to be involved with this. $6 provides all this material for one child, the training program, and $60 would reach 10, $150 would reach 25 children. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, and every dollar that you give is going to be matched today up to our goal. That's what a tremendous opportunity. It's one day today here at American Family Radio. If you don't have a cell phone on your hand right now, you're driving, just keep this in mind. When you get to work, you can make that phone call, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net, AFR.net. I tell you what, the shoebox program amazes me. But now, you know, a lot of folks, Dana, we're not aware of this Greatest mm-hmm. Journey program, mm-hmm. and this is a great opportunity. So glad to know that there's tremendous follow-up to all of this.
Right. I mean, you know, the shoebox gift obviously opens the door. It's oftentimes that first presentation of the gospel that comes alongside every single gift. But then that opportunity to come back and to get into relationship with a local mentor. You know, Gina was sharing a story earlier today about a couple of siblings, a brother and a sister who really their parents. I hate to steal your story, Gina, but I love it so much. It just really, you know, really illustrates the impact you were making in these children's lives. These parents just worked so much. They worked so hard for their family. These children were often just left playing in the streets, unattended, very young children. And so much so that this little boy, about 4 years old, would really cling to Gina, really just clung to her, really needed her attention. Finally, Gina opened up and asked the older sister, what's going on, you know? And of course, the big sister says, you know, you're kind of like a mom to him. You're kind of like a mother figure, and he just really needs this love that you give him. Wow. You know, wow. So powerful. We appreciate you guys. Definitely get involved today while this match is here. You know?
Amen. Dana Williams, Operation Christmas Child, and Gina Paredes.
Paredes.
Oh.
So close.
By the end of the day, I'll get
it's
it.
Close.
All
yeah.
right. Great to have you with us today. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Make this a Christmas gift for these precious children all over the world. 877-616-2396. God bless you today, folks. Stay tuned for much more great programming here at American Family Radio. Be a blessing to someone else today. Amen. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.